This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
There was goaltending questions that we talked about, and numerous decisions ahead on defense. So tonight, we talk about the offense. Good evening, welcome to episode number 59 of Flames Unfiltered. May 17th, 2020, NHL pause. Still chugging along. I am the host of the show, Brad Berube. Good to have you with us to talk a little bit of Calgary Flames talk. And with no sports action, I'm bored beyond belief. And today was a little bit of breath of fresh air as we watched some of the PGA Tour guys play live in some skins challenge. Not the most exciting thing I've ever watched, but anything live is good. I know we've had some UFC fights. I'm not a big UFC guy, so I wasn't so excited about that. And but golf was fun to watch today, and got to do a little bit of that along with a bunch of stuff outside, some yard work, because we got some nice weather now. And it's been good. As for the NHL, we are sitting and waiting and waiting, and every day there's more news, I guess. News that's the same news that's just regurgitated over 50 times, and just tons and tons of speculation. I'm sick of it. I read it all every day. I listen to it all every day. And right now, the only thing that's making me happy is golf. I've been out playing a lot of golf, having a lot of fun, but I don't know. Has any of you listeners ever had plantar fasciitis in their foot? Kills. Absolutely kills. My left heel, I don't know how I'm gonna keep golfing this year. It's killing me, but I guess I shouldn't complain. Things could be a whole hell of a lot worse, and we should be thankful for every day that we're healthy and happy. Off-season mode, I feel like I'm in off-season mode. I don't want to be in off-season mode, but since this pause, in the beginning I was like in a weird funk hockey-wise, and now I feel like the season's done, and I'm wondering, with all the speculation talk and kind of the almost guarantees that this league is coming back soon, I don't know how I'm going to handle the return. Now, I'm going to be pumped, don't get me wrong, but it's going to take, I'm almost going to need like a preseason training camp of hockey news, talk, everyday action, watching maybe a couple of, practices and things like that to get me back in the excitement level that it needs to be for Stanley Cup playoff hockey. As crazy as that sounds. And you know what? I am just speculating. We're not going to get a summer break this year. It's going to be straight on through right into next year. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. We'll see. On today's episode, during this NHL pause version of Flames Unfiltered, we'll continue to pretend it's offseason, and we're going to dive into the forwards this week. And 2 weeks ago, we talked about the goaltending, and we kind of got our bearings together on what we'd like to see happen with the goaltending. Last week, we kind of solved the defensive problems. And now this episode, we're going to talk forwards. A little bit more up in the air. Kind of a little bit harder to sort out, which sounds crazy because we really have a lot up in the air on defense and in goaltending. But we'll see. It seems like a solid area, but there are definitely a few spots for sure that we need to fill with either a UFA or a prospect or anything like that. But it's really tough to know what to do when we don't know what the cap is going to be and how much cap space we're going to have. But that is a conversation for another episode. We are going to talk cap space in an upcoming episode. Then after we're done talking the forwards, we're going to talk about the new NHL and what changes will be made to have hockey again. Then we'll cruise into a very, very abbreviated version of Flames news. And then we have a great listener question about the National Hockey League draft and my thoughts on that. Hockey fans, it's time to escape. Sit back and enjoy a little bit of Flames Unfiltered.
Balls can hurt, but yours don't have to. At Manscaped, we save balls. Prevent manscaping accidents with the Lawnmower 3.0, featuring skin-safe technology by Manscaped.
Get 20% off and free shipping when you use promo code THPN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you.
All right, Flames fans, let's talk some forwards and my game plan for what the heck we should do with our group of forwards. As it stands right now, let's kind of run down and talk a little bit about what we've got. We got some guys, we got some UFAs coming up here, and where are we going to go with all this? Let's talk about the guys who, quite honestly, I don't see there's any prayer that we have a change in them this year. And that would be number one, Michael Backlund, 31-year-old, $5.35 million. He's signed through 2023-24. Great, great second or third line center for the Flames. Really, if I'm going to knock him at all, he's very streaky in his goal scoring, but he makes up for it in the good graces with me by being one of the best two-way centers in the National Hockey League. Speaking of two-way centers and best third or fourth line center in the league, I like Derek Ryan, 33-year-old, signed for $3.125 million through 2021. So next year will be his last year. He is a veteran that does everything, wins faceoffs. He's served really, really well on the fourth line over the last couple of years, sometimes on the third line. But this guy is a bottom six genius to have on your team. He's a glue guy. He's a heart and soul guy. And you got to love having a guy like Derek Ryan. And I love his story that goes along with it. Milan Lucic, left winger, 31 years old, $5.25 million. We got that one for quite a few more years till 22-23. This contract will not and cannot be moved. I don't know. I'm not going to rip on Lucic. Do I wish he was on our roster? Probably not. But the problem, he's not going anywhere. We can't. I thought he had moments last year where when he plays within his game, he's fairly effective. It's when he gets a little bit of running around that I kind of start to dislike his game. I think my plan for him, and I was disappointed that we didn't see Ward or Peters do it this year, is, let's have him on the fourth line, have him be an energy guy, have him being a tough guy, put him in the lineup when we need that tough factor. When we don't need that tough factor, then maybe he's better served, up in the press box. I know that's hard to swallow for a $5.25 million, but, sometimes you make your bed and you have to lay in it too. Rolling on to other guys that are not going anywhere. Matthew Tkachuk, left winger, 22 years old, $7 million through 21-22. He is the highest played player on the Calgary Flames and definite captain material, depending on what happens in the future with our captain, Mark Giordano, which, boy, I don't want to see him go anywhere. I think he is the heart of this team. Matthew Tkachuk, very good year, not going to be his career years, but very, very timely goals. And this guy is the guy that everybody loves to hate. Right, Edmonton? Yeah. Other guys not going anywhere. Andrew Mangiapane, 24-year-old. He is a restricted free agent, and I'm very curious to see what happens with this forward that added a spark to this team this year. A lot of Calgary fans were just in love with Mangiapane, and I like him too, probably not to the extent of some of the fans. I don't think his production level was quite where I want it to be a top six forward, but we'll see. We'll see where this guy progresses. And boy, it'd be great if we could get some playoff hockey to judge him on. Probably my new favorite Flame is right winger Elias Lindholm, the 25-year-old received from Carolina in a trade, makes $4.85 million through 23-24. Probably the best signing on the team. This guy, the dollar-wise, is great. He plays special teams. He plays center. He can play right wing. He scores goals of all kinds. This guy is flat-out golden to have on your team. Another young guy that made a step up to the National Hockey League this year that will not be going anywhere in this offseason is Dylan Dubé, the left winger, 21 years old, making $778,000 through 2021. One more year of that salary ahead. Dylan Dubé, where do I stand on him? I thought he progressed very well this year. He was good on a line with Lucic and Ryan and had moments of streakiness a lot like Michael Backlund did this year. I like his trajectory. I think there's an upside there. We'll see how that plays out. Another guy that I don't think will be on the move this year will be center Sean Monahan. The 25-year-old makes $6.375 million through 22-23. And Monahan has always been pegged in that first line center. We're going to talk a little bit about that more in this episode. But I like him as a center. I think he's maybe expected a little bit more than his level of ability. I think he plugs in better as a second line center. And I think he's a second line center that every single general manager in the National Hockey League would love to have. Another guy that I am not so sure what will happen, and we're going to talk a little bit about it on this episode, and we're going to talk about it two episodes from now when we dive deep into where we think Johnny Gaudreau should go. Should he stay a Flame? Should he go? Should we get our assets while we can? The 26-year-old makes $6.75 million, which is a great contract, but that runs out in 2021-22. The tough decision is looming for Brad Treliving. Biggest return would probably be right now. But if we get back to hockey and the playoffs start, that will determine the fate, in my mind, of Johnny Gaudreau. That was one of the things I've talked about numerous times in this episode, as when we did not get a playoffs, we don't know where we stand with a lot of players. Number one, Gaudreau. Number two, Riddick. Gaudreau has a lot to show me in the playoffs this year. A lot. I guess we'll see what happens there. Another guy that needs to show me a lot more is Sam Bennett. The 23-year-old makes $2.55 million through 2021. Where do we go with Sam Bennett? Now, a couple PTO guys that I don't know where they fit into the mix for next year. Tobias Reeder, left winger, $700,000. That runs out. He is a UFA. And Zach Rinaldo, 29-year-old, making $700,000. That runs out at the end of this season also. One other contract that we just didn't bring up, probably because we don't even want to talk about it. But Mark Jankowski is a restricted free agent. The 25-year-old makes $1.675 million. There is no way on God's green earth we can give him that money. I don't know where he goes. I don't know where this guy fits in. I don't know if I was pro Jankowski at the beginning of the year, giving him another chance. I thought he fit well in as the center of the third line for this team, and it never panned out. I thought we would be Monahan, Backlund, Jankowski, Ryan, and boy was I wrong, as this guy just cannot get his game together. He looks like he lacks intensity and seems to make poor decisions on a nightly basis. Where do we go with Jankowski? Is he a guy that's movable? Is he not movable? Is he a guy that we signed for 1 year to a two-way deal? Or is he a guy we are stuck with for one more year in his restricted free agency year? So where would my lineup be? Let's run through quickly, since it's been so damn long since we played hockey. Let's run through what the lineups were when we went on pause. Our first line was Gaudreau, Monahan, Lindholm. Second line was Mangiapane, Backlund, and Tkachuk. Lucic, Ryan, and Dubé made up the third line. Sam Bennett, Mark Jankowski, Tobias Reeder make up the fourth. I like that lineup. I really do. There's a couple things that I might tweak and move around. Let's talk about that. Next year, with guys coming and guys going, I've been the biggest proponent of it, and that's getting Lindholm to center. I would like to see Lindholm center Tkachuk with a question mark on the right side, and that question mark being a top-end right wing. The problem lies there. How much can we afford for a top-end right wing? Now, I'm not talking Taylor Hall. I don't want to go down that road. I don't think he's the right fit, and I sure as hell don't think that we should be paying him that kind of money. There's a fair class of, you know, right wingers that would fit that area. Mike Hoffman would come to mind from Florida, the 30-year-old. He would, but I don't know if we want to be up in that $5 million range with a Hoffman. Although he puts up points, 59 points in 69 games at the pause, 29 goals. I like those numbers. Having him on a line there with Tkachuk and Lindholm would be dynamite. Second line, I'd like to see Monahan centering Gaudreau and Mangiapane. A little bit of a change up there. I think that line would fit well. I yet to be determined, like I said, on where I stand on Gaudreau. Where do we go with Gaudreau? Third line, I'd like to see Backlund centering Bennett and a question mark on the left side. And I got a guy that I'd like to see the Flames go after. Another restricted free agent, Eric Halla out of Florida, makes $2.75 million. I think you could get him locked up for $3.25 million for 2 to 3 years, maybe even at $3 million. For 2 to 3 years, Eric Halla is a guy that isn't going to light the scoreboard up, but puts up pretty good points for his price tag. I like his play. He's a big body, moves people around. I just feel like he would be a very good fit. He's got 24 points, 48 games this year, 12 goals, 12 assists. Boy. 29-year-old can play center too. Not that we need another center because we're pretty deep there. But you fit him in with Backlund and Bennett. And I don't know that doesn't make a great third line. Fourth line, I like Ryan centering Lucic and Dubé on the right side. That line clicked last year. I like it. But I do think it needs to be a third line. I think we re-signed Tobias Reeder for another one more year to be that fill gap guy. And I think we need to go out and find just one more veteran to fill in that other extra spot in the press box that will fill in during injuries. Eric Hall is probably the biggest UFA I would like to see the Flames go after because I don't want to spend a ton of money. I do know we need a big right wing, and I'm not sure where I want to go with that on player-wise. I can't stress it enough, ready to lay down the money for a Taylor Hall. But there's some other guys out there. I just worry about some of the age of the restricted free agents on the right-hand side. And I don't want to pay a older guy long-term at a high dollar, not knowing how that fit is going to be. So where are the priorities for Brad Treliving when it comes to forwards this year? And I wrote down six of them that are going to have to be decisions that are made this year. First off, we need to decide the fate of Johnny Gaudreau. The playoffs would sure decide that for us and make the decision a lot easier for Brad Treliving. Do we play it out till the end and risk losing him? Or do we trade him? Philadelphia, New Jersey, New York Islanders come to mind. We'll see where that one goes. Number two, I think we need to finalize if Lindholm is best at center or at right wing and then go with it. That also leaves the question, is Monahan a first-line center? Some people will argue that. I would be one of them, and Monahan's one of my favorite players. I just don't know if that is the best spot for him. So, number three, is Bennett a trade asset, or is he better as an asset to keep? I'm back and forth on that on a weekly basis. I think we need to throw expectations to the side on him and judge him on his play day to day, week to week, not on his draft position. Number four, UFA potentials. Where do we go with a right winger or a left winger? How much money do we have? Question number five, depth winger and center. I think we need to add a guy to be next to a Reeder in the press box, filling in for injuries or maybe a veteran with low salary that can fit in and out of the lineup, to just fill in for a Lucic, fill in for a Dubé, fill in for someone who's struggling. The sixth question, is there a prospect that can make the Calgary Flames team next year? It's always great to build within. It's cheaper and it's smarter. But is this team a contending team? And if they're a contending team, whoever steps in needs to be able to fill that void. You know, as much as we worried about the goaltending and is Talbot going to be back, is Riddick a number one? And we got a lot of unanswered questions there. With all the UFAs that we have on the back end, we also have some decisions that need to be made on the front end. And what I see happening is this playoff will get drug out here throughout the summer, and then we're going to be like, boom, play starts again in 45 days. How are we going to handle that? How are we going to have time to have these moves? And the decisions are going to have to be made at breakneck speed, and boy, will the best GM survive.
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
With NHL hockey sounding like it's coming back, what changes will have to be made? Bettman made headlines last week basically saying he's not considering at all canceling the season. He's put too much work into trying to make this work, and they will play hockey again. Well, here is the current NHL status. They've moved into phase two of getting back to hockey. What does that mean? Now they're in talks with the Players Association determining if there's going to be a 24 team, a 20 team, where we stand on how many teams make the playoffs and the format involved. And then a lot of other decisions on, do we play in hub cities? That had went by the wayside. Now that talk is coming back in divisional hubs. Problems with Canadian regulations and Trudeau and his regulations. Will that force all the four hub cities to be in the United States? I don't know. My gut tells me that is probably the most likely scenario that comes from that. It looks like the players are going to need a 3-week training period and probably some exhibition games. The realistic thought of coming back, skating for 2 weeks, and dropping the puck in the Stanley Cup playoffs doesn't quite seem like it fits too well for me. I don't think that'll be happening. And then it sounds like the league would love to shoot for an early July start. Obviously, no decisions between the players and the owners have come to an agreement, and there is no decision on how or when this will start. Testing still seems like the biggest hurdle, frequency, availability, and cost. Now, how will the league look different when we finally do drop the puck? Well, there'll be no fans, which is sad. Will they pump crowd noise in? Will it be less exciting? It's going to be so, so interesting to watch a few of those games. Will we play it in hub cities? Will it be in one division or divisional? I don't know. I don't know where we go with that. I think the players would love to play it in their home arenas, and I think all of us would, wouldn't we? But is it really, really realistic at this point? I don't think so. Different playoff format is probably a given that's going to happen. I think the 24 team one will be the one that'll be decided on. I am such a traditionalist. I don't know how I feel about that. I think it's fine for 1 year, but I sure as hell hope they don't get any ideas. I hope that they go from 24 down to 8 quickly, and then we play best of 7 game series to get the true test of winning the Stanley Cup back into it. Well, there is also the possibility that some players choose not to play. Well, I guess you don't play then. All these changes are expected. These are the ones that are going to happen. But this week, there was some odd changes reported on floating around the hockey world. And this kind of had my head shaken a bit. Will the NHL force players to wear full face shields, potentially modified to further reduce the spread of droplets? Will they eliminate fighting? Will there be no scrums after the whistle for linesmen to break up? Coaches have to practice social distancing and wear a face mask on the bench? Wingers maintain 2 feet distance on faceoffs instead of traditional crossing the sticks and leaning into the same space? No spinning on the ice or the bench? Seriously, guys? This is what you're reporting on? This is what you think is going to happen? If all these come into play, like seriously, I don't see any of those, was it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 topics working or being realistic. And if they are, it sure as hell isn't going to be fun to watch. I want hockey back more than anybody. But if it comes back and we have to play under those rules, sorry, don't come back now. Let's wait till next season. Because those rules would be flat out ridiculous and embarrassing.
CoolHockey.com is your number one source for authentic and customized NHL jerseys. Use promo code THPN and receive 25% off your order. CoolHockey.com.
CoolHockey.com. Jerseys online since 99.
Our friends at CoolHockey.com have paired up with the Hockey Podcast Network, which Flames Unfiltered is very proud to be part of. Contest going on now. Here's what you got to do to win. Purchase a Cool Hockey jersey before June 1st. Use promo code THPN, and we're going to give you 30% off that jersey. So that's one hell of a deal just to start. And then when you do order, go to coolhockey.com/THPN. That automatically enters you into the contest. Then on June 6th, a winner will be drawn. And that winner is going to win a $175 gift card courtesy of the Hockey Podcast Network and CoolHockey.com. And then you can buy yourself another really cool jersey. Time for some Flames news, and there is not much. And we're going to roll through it really, really quick and get on to our listener question. Flames prospect Jacob Peltier was named most sportsmanlike player of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. Wondering when hockey will be back? Brad Treliving commented this week and said he expects that there'll be some big news next week. This podcast drops on the Hockey Podcast Network on Monday, drops Tuesday on flamesunfiltered.com. And you know what? Wouldn't it be wonderful if this week we get news on at least a date, a time frame, a format, and something to think and talk about? Boy, wouldn't that be great. I just want hockey back. I just want to know how it's going to be, and I think that's just all we want. We want a date to shoot for, right? Moving on to the listener question. Another great question. Yeah, you know, during this pause, we have got some of the best questions, and this one's a really good one, and it's, how do you feel about having the NHL draft in June prior to the completion of the 2019-2020 season? Now, this has kind of been a hot button this last week. And how do I feel? It's a good question. I don't like it. I usually don't like untraditional things. I think the season should be over. And here's why. I think there's too many moves that happen at the draft. I think general managers are great at using the draft to help build their team for next year, not only with prospects, but with trades and player acquisitions. Now, that can't happen if we're not even done with this season. Now, I know the NHL is pushing to have it in June because they want to stay in the media and they want to be able to have it on TV. And it looks like this fall, the sports world, is, if all goes as planned, please, let's get rid of this coronavirus. If all goes as planned, we're going to be jammed with sporting events, with baseball playoffs, Masters, NFL football, tons of golf tournaments, just everything will be piled in, including NHL playoffs. And as soon as those playoffs are over, do we have time for the draft before we start getting ready for next year? Well, I think we have to make time for that because I do not think it's fair to change the order of how this league works. Now, I know it makes it difficult for some of the prospects in planning for next year, but I'm sorry, this is not a normal year. This is not how we have it planned and not how anybody wanted this to go. It's just too much of a disadvantage for general managers. Plus, the draft lottery would have to be altered, and I'm not sure that's fair. Just like I don't think it's fair to say the season ends and we just go with a regular playoff format and screw the teams that didn't get to play the same amount of games or a full 82, which is what we signed off on as the season started. And when we signed off on this season in the NHL, we signed off with the draft lottery, followed, you know, the format given, and the draft to be after the Stanley Cup was hoisted. I don't think you can change that. I don't like it. I know what the NHL is trying to do. I don't like it. I'm fine with it. Now, on the flip side of this, though, I am fine with having it in June if the season is canceled. Now, if this season gets canceled for some crazy reason here in the next couple of weeks, perfect. Have it end of June like we always do and roll with it. But that seems fairly unlikely right now. I think that we have to be fair and be true to the teams and have it after the season is over.
Get all your Flames Unfiltered podcasts, team news, team updates, and highlights at flamesunfiltered.com.
All right, Flames fans, as we navigate through this coronavirus, please, please, please stay safe. Stay clean, stay diligent. I know it's getting harder and harder every day to be as safe as we probably need to be still, with cases still coming up and deaths still happening, unfortunately. We all want hockey back. We all want life back. We all want normalcy. We just need to stay focused, stay patient, enjoy what we got. Enjoy this time, this special time we have with family and friends. And I don't know, stay safe. Next episode, big news. We bring our old friend Adi James back in, and we're going to talk a little Flames hockey. Got some special stuff to talk to with Adi James. It's always fun having him on the show. That's next week. We'll see you on the Hockey Podcast Network and Flames Unfiltered.
Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.